말해. 백기생이 망한도 안녕와 다 이다라서 백기 누가 되게 시에지에 지나다 누가 되네 인상 한주다다 망한돌이야 안에 몽원반은 될래 마지에게 텁시시에 고급 유리갑라 안에 배수 텁시 배수 제고래서 다 텁시 제당 배수 제당에 가는 제람나 당한주기 누가 있음 요건에 샹나 Nyeji, Nyeba, Shana Nibi, Chawa Shigmi, Sambigi, Domsim, Sujim Sunya, Tanga, Ani Jimbala Soba, Ani Jaya, Ani Diyan, Ani Rang Jibu Mayimba, Samjaya, Tham Jigyo Dundu, Sanyo Kupan, Tukar Shio, Sambi, Chanshi, Sambi, Gunye, Langche, Anzu, Nene Ki Kisho Liya, Ani Tsuyang Gure, Sachi Kisin Di Shiestarwa.
Good evening. So last time we looked at the, we concluded looking at the situation of beings in the lower realms. Those who have been born in hell, those who have been born in the spirit realm, and those who have been born amongst animals. And further, not only did we look at the situation that those beings are experiencing, but we spoke about how we right now have an opportunity to ensure that we do not fall into such a rebirth ourselves in our future rebirths. And because we have such an opportunity, we should use it as best as we can. And we looked at how to do so, and that is, in particular, we need to develop the mind of restraint. In other words, we need to be ethical, we need to practice ethical conduct. And this means not to harm others, not to harm others through our way of our physical way of acting, through our way of speaking, and that comes through this mind of restraint. Through restraining our mind, we then don't engage in harmful activities. And moreover, we need to engage in practices such as generosity and so forth. So we looked at those last time, and then also we spoke about how we should be generating the motivation of bodhicitta, the wish to lead all beings without exception to the state of enlightenment, the state freed of suffering, complete suffering, and the state of greatest happiness. So that is the way to utilize this opportunity we have, this life that we have, in the most meaningful of ways. So tonight we'll continue in the text. So tonight we'll continue from where we finished last time. And so now we come to the presentation on the desire realm gods and thereafter the demigods. So we'll look at what the situation is that they are experiencing, in particular that even though they are gods, that they too experience suffering.
Chibi dungwa nyine dewa che Ndetar samne yarab nam geni Senjuru tori le do seme ki yis Sikti tirasha.
So that's the 98th verse. Even in the higher realms, the pains of death are more intense than is their greatest bliss. And so good people who reflect on this don't crave the higher realms which soon must end.
Tori naya ngose, tori se yangzu lada mi gopan te liya, tori la kore, mi zhal hala ya, tori la korewa. Chizan, ngan songwa liya, 토아리 고마드마트 제와 상와 아니 디기 마 요바다 아니 디요바 산 토리세데 토리세데 하다 미시오레 디나네 다다 다디 토리세디 디나네 아니 먼저 데빌라 데빌라 안 토리게 데빌 하디길이야 아니 대기 간에 시어레 디 대화로 시간에 숨고 디기로 시간에 요레 한 두말 간에 숨고레 세아지 지시거라
The first word we have in this verse is higher realms. So this term higher realms refers to the realms of humans and gods. They're called higher because they're higher than the lower realms. And why are they considered superior to the lower realms? And that is because there's more happiness and less suffering than what beings experience in the lower realms. So also higher realms refer to both the situation of gods and humans. Here, in this section, we specifically look at the situation of the desire realm gods. And we'll talk now about where the causes that lead to their happiness, or where their happiness comes from, as well as their suffering.
Denegi dubil halaya, Jiyon de Gabla, Jiyuki dubil hadigilia, and Chikepe, Subutige, in a Anzugi, Mazumil Masone, and Lord Chung Yusun Neda, Loni Susanga Paranashi, but the Kanjele can go me by Subutige, and Lord Chung Junashi, and a Seringbu, and a Chike Ganga. ဒီတာဆင်တာဒီနေ့ကစားရတွေ့ရတာဒီနေ့ထောင်းနဲ့ကားရအကန်အမေတွေကဲဟာဆိုဆိုကားဒီဘက်ကြီးဒီဘက်တိကချစားရဝတွေ့ရတာအခုလူတွေကြီးပြမစေးစမ်းမတာကြီးညင်ချို့ရှိဦးရဲစဒီနေ့ဈာန်ခေါ်သူကြတာဆန်နေနောင်လောခေါ်စပင်တော့ဘောတန်ကဝင်ညို့ချင်းချင်းမစေးကြီးရှိဦးရဲစလို့ထရေနာရတချင်းစေတော်ချင်းဘူးညကြီးရှိဦးရဲကြော်
The situation in the god realms is that they have everything in terms of resources, everything that can be wishful, they have and they have in terms of the greatest of possible splendor. And so they have no problems in terms of having delicious food or drink. They have an abundance of the finest of all material resources that one could wish for. Moreover, their physical state is they have healthy, strong bodies and very long lifespans. So really the situation that we are in is our lifespan is uncertain and short, and our physical body during the duration of our lifespan is not that good. So in other words, we're young and we're quite weak, and then we get a bit older and we come into the prime of youth, and then from there our body eventually starts to weaken and decline. If we were to create some kind of similarity in experience with the gods, then the body that we had in the prime of our youth, that can be likened to what gods always experience. So their physical situation is extraordinary, as are all the material comforts that they have. Then the environments they live in is clean and magnificent. So they don't suffer from any environmental pollution and degradation like we do. They have a magnificent environment. Then moreover, they have their relationships with others are harmonious, they have good friendships. So they really experience a tremendous amount of happiness. And moreover, their gardens and the flowers are always in bloom in their gardens. Their flowers don't even wither and die.
Jesus 살려 동화 균에 되벨 하디길 동화 균에 녀 요 마리베 슬람나 동화 녀 요레스 다 동화데 게디 용그레랍나 다 책 니바디 소르데 치베 동화 니네 대외체 소르 세나 게디 용그레스네 다 콘솔 하디 녀마고 코로나도게 에 깨월레네 책이 니바디 바 조제 다 시에 디디딜링로 와다체 세 조어도 세 조어도 조어체 시에 디딜레디 마신녀레 둔저지 녀레야 치위게 다 지리고 레세레 치위 다 다 치위 다 들려도 마시 두마 시우 강아 시우 중고레스 지산 대시 마신일이야 대화 주비 대화 되길 대네 채워게 두마 빠도 매버 두마 시 첨부 중요 고치 고레스 대네 그 두마 첨부 용 고레제레
The Desire Realm gods live their whole lives, their whole long lives in a beautiful environment with wonderful friends and abundant, magnificent resources. So they really have a very pleasant experience. However, they do still experience suffering. But throughout almost their entire lifespan, they do not experience suffering. It's just in this final week of their life that's when the signs of approaching death appear. And it's at this point that these beings who have no recollection of any kind of suffering experience, suddenly, you could say their whole world falls apart. They suddenly start to experience immeasurable suffering.
Yarab Namjini, Tasigani, Dingam Reda, Yam Yarab Sidu, 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 Y
So what we've looked at thus far is the first two lines of this verse. Now the second two lines of this verse is Nagarjuna is addressing the king directly. So this we have here as good people, so we can include ourselves in that. So what this is referring to is people who have an interest in the Dharma, and but moreover who have intelligence, sufficient intelligence to be able to investigate what should be adopted, what should be abandoned. In other words, have the intelligence to understand what are virtuous activities that one should engage in, or virtuous minds one should develop, and what are the minds that only lead to suffering that one should abandon. So us as being included in such good people, we should utilize this intelligence. And we should utilize this intelligence to come to understand that wherever we are born within samsara, whether it's in any of the suffering lower realms, or even in the happier realms, the happier migrations, even in these God realms, then whilst happiness may be experienced, or happiness will be experienced, no matter how fabulous that happiness is, it remains temporary, it remains short-term, suffering will continue to be experienced as long as one continues to take uncontrolled rebirth due to the power of contaminated karma and afflictions. So therefore, we should utilize this opportunity that we have right now as well as we can.
가르고 구워서는 게디 있는 대화 강아 균에 균에 영화 매백이 대화 듣고 걸어 와서 제가 다다 레다 녀모 원게 살게 밀게 와나 민나로라 제와나 되디 코위 대화 녀하 여러 되기 용고래서 근데 제일 할에 되별 할에 개베네 안에 코위 되기 균이 뭐 로망고 되기 녀하 여러 와서 임베네 타마들이야 강아 맨마스 바도 니야 동아 대화 녀하 들에 하베게 망하게 동아 축체와 용고도 와서 디네인자 만들려 대화세야디 데니기 대화템을 야베 직다 디구두 삼제 차바게 마저바제 띵이 대화디 그디나 대화 토야기 디 대화 되어야지 베스 쳐고레스 세상 디 베스 제네 대화디 가림 것은 아주 뇽모 받으면 예 뇽모 받 방고레스 세상 뇽모 받는 세 규르세 뇽모 받 받세 메바 세바나 데니 디기 용고레스 세상 토리리도 세미기 세리다자 사다 미 대화디게 대화도 섬 되니게 될야 착바게 세바게 되니 녀모 빠야가 삼마다와지 디자야 베제 될야 디디 내가 지원도 갈 내일 너무 주에제 안 게저 마주 바이나 안 되게 오마레세
그런 디타마데 롱처키 콜라데 양켜서
내가 롱처스네 롱처 와서 디기 베제 다도 롱처 와서 요라 세상 코위게 대화해 이 대화당 미 디기 요도 아주 미네다 미 디기 시 될야 코르비기 미디기 델야 데냐야 롱쮸제 디베쮸제 델야 차바께 신자께 디베쮸다 아니 그 게저기 취게 섬마다마 임바나 아니 타말란 강아티고레 할게 바이나 하지비네 안디니게 헤 데월리도 갈 디기 디베쮸다 델야 차바께 베쮸다 데네 게저 섬마다 게와 마두 바이나 아니 강아 타마데 강아리고레 제자 델야 세일하다 미기 토리게 디기리야 배신차제 차화제제 마저바제 아니 나 가서랑 저기 띵이 대화 토야 될이야 아니 배서 제화도 계침으로 해서 올라
So all of us we only want to experience happiness. That means we want to experience happiness that is uninterrupted. But as long as we remain in a situation where we are circling in cyclic existence, even though we will at times experience happiness, this happiness is not the longed-for happiness because it's only temporary. It ends. And even those who experience the greatest of happiness, those of the the greatest of happiness in the desire realm, the happiness of the gods, their happiness too comes to an end, and thereafter they will suffer, and they will suffer greatly, as is presented at the beginning of the verse. So the meaning here is that we need to be aware of and then abandon our attachment to all forms of temporary happiness. We need to understand that, abandon all our attachment to all forms of temporary happiness. And to do this, we need to overcome and we need to abandon our afflicted minds and thereby bring an end to the accumulation of contaminated karma and So this is what, we have it translated slightly differently, but what we have here is which soon must end. Don't crave the high realms which soon must end. So this then has the meaning, as we've just has mentioned, that the happiness that is experienced is temporary. But a further meaning of this must end is what must be brought to an end is this craving for happiness. In other words, our afflicted minds, these we need to bring to an end. So this is the key point that is being presented here. That we need to overcome this confusion in our mind that leads to us craving and desiring all forms of all enjoyments or resources that lead to happiness. We need to understand that this happiness is only temporary. Striving for this happiness, this mind that is striving for this temporary happiness, is a mind of confusion. So this attachment to these objects, so whether they're material objects or mental objects, this attachment to these objects that lead to temporary happiness end up keeping us trapped within this never-ending circle of cyclic existence and lead us to continue having to suffer and potentially fall to the lower realms.
ね、あの、取りげでいいや。あの、地形。あ、でね、てりゃ、茶碗町はじゃ、けじょけんや、どこから来たのて。でね、業務しぶらさ、さんさん4歳ぐらいだ。ミリ取りげで。てんがんじゅけじゅ、できるしやな。いや、ね、別にまたはいね、げじなかがね、まもしゅうんぐらだ。かがね、げじなりでぐらい。
지나다 지금은 성대 지금 미기 저항에 하고
아주 미 디기 전에 디기도 비지 당고 그래서 이나 디기들 현자 제요 말해서 현자 제반에 현자 전에 되는 계조 가서래
So this points him maybe to some doubt in your mind, thinking that what if we need to turn away from all objects of attachment, in other words, the things that we enjoy. Maybe it's engaging in pleasurable activities, or eating pleasurable food, or going somewhere nice, or having nice conversation. Everything that brings us pleasure tends to be involved with this mind of attachment. So if we are now being encouraged to turn away from that, you may well think we're not going to enjoy our lives very much because everything that's pleasurable must be abandoned. Then all that's left is what's not pleasurable. And that's hardly what we're striving for. So the meaning here is that things that we take pleasure in, things that give us happiness, whatever they may be, we need to understand that this happiness that we are experiencing is not stable, it's not lasting. So the problem comes in not in experiencing happiness, it's longing to experience further happiness. And this is the problem of striving for worldly happiness, striving for temporary happiness, is that our mental energy, our motivation, our time gets consumed by this, due to this confusion of looking for happiness in worldly things and striving for worldly happiness. So it's not that one should not enjoy worldly things. The problem comes with the mind of attachment towards the worldly things, which lead us to want it more and more and more, and again and again. So it's the striving for worldly happiness that leads us to waste this opportunity, because the mind that wants all worldly happiness, whether it's time with our friends or eating something delicious or going somewhere nice, whatever it may be, this attachment to it is a mind of confusion, and this leads us to making perhaps not always the best decisions. It leads us to numerous forms of distraction. And this then becomes a major impediment to meditation and to developing antidotes to our afflicted minds. So rather, what we should be putting our time and energy into is into acquiring knowledge of the Dharma, so studying and hearing teachings, and then meditating on those teachings, developing the antidotes to our afflicted minds. Going back to the situation of the gods, we mentioned a moment ago that the gods experience all this happiness throughout their very, very lengthy lives. But in the last week of their life, then these five signs of their impending death appear. So what are those five signs? So they are mentioned in the next verse, in verse 99. So the verse 99 is, their body's colors cease to charm and please. That's the first. Their seeds grow hard, their flowered wreaths do wilt, their clothes are stained, and on their bodies now appear rank drops of sweat that they never had before. So those are the five signs. These five signs of impending death appear a week before the god will die. So a week in a god realm is an immense span of time, because their lifespans are so much longer than what we used to. It's said that 100 human years is equal to just a week in the god realms. So if this, if that is the case, then their final week of life is going to be thousands and thousands of human years, and that is the period that they have to experience the suffering.
The
first sign is that their body's complexion becomes unpleasant. So this is something they've never experienced in their lives. Their bodies have up to this point stayed as if they were young and strong, so they haven't even experienced aging. And their bodies also naturally radiate light. And now, with their impending death, their complexion becomes unpleasant, and their body, the light that their bodies radiate, this starts to drastically lessen. Then the second is that their seats or the the places that they stay become uncomfortable and dirty. So this again is a new experience for them. They have never known any kind of discomfort, and now where they would normally reside, this becomes dirty and uncomfortable. The first sign is we see this deterioration in their physical state, in their bodies. The second is in their seats or the environment in which they live. We see deterioration. Now the third is in the flower garlands that they wear. So their whole life, their flower garlands have always been fresh and beautiful and fragrant, as are those of all their companions. And now, a further sign of the impending death is that these start to wilt and wither. So this is again another sign of degeneration or deterioration that they have never experienced before. And fourthly, the clothes show degeneration in that they now start to smell and become soiled. And this too is something they've never experienced before. And then fifthly, their body starts to perspire and smell. And this too is something they've never experienced before. Seeing these signs of their impending death, of course, great worry and concern arises in their minds, because they are now experiencing something that they personally have never experienced before, but they understand the meaning of this. And what then further compounds the suffering is that they can't turn to their close friends, the friends that they have had a close relationship with for so many years. They can't turn towards their friends for comfort because their friends want nothing to do with them. Their friends see these signs. They know the reason or the meaning behind the body losing its luster. It's starting to sweat and smell, etc. They know the meaning of that. And so the God then is left alone, is left abandoned, and cannot rely on their friends despite this the tremendous concern they have. And in fact, if they try and call their friends over, their friends want nothing to do with them. The closest they can get is just to throw a flower garlands at them. Their friends don't want to come near them at all.
Legi,
We've seen there's two causes of suffering thus far. Firstly, that the signs of impending death, so they know that the death and the ending of this immeasurably long happy experience is about to befall them. Then secondly, that in the time of need, they're abandoned by all their near and dear friends. And now thirdly, they have clairvoyance, and with their clairvoyance, they know where they are going to be reborn in their next life. So they can see that they'll be reborn perhaps in hell, or as a spirit, or as an animal. And not only do they know where they're going to be born, but they see the kind of experience they'll have there. So for example, if they're going to be born as an animal, they will see this filthy environment compared to where they are now, and this will exacerbate the fear within their minds.
So the meaning of what we're
looking at here is that whilst the situation of beings in the happy migration, so us as humans or those in the God realms, is incomparably better to the suffering that we've heard about in previous weeks that is being experienced by beings in the hell realms and the spirit realms and the animal realms, as long as one continues to take uncontrolled rebirth in cyclic existence, as long as one continues to remain under the control of these afflicted minds, then whilst we may experience some happiness, that happiness is temporary, and the suffering experiences will continue to arise. And moreover, even if we attain a rebirth in the best of circumstances within the six realms, the six places of rebirth and desire realms, such as a god, this tremendous suffering that is experienced at the end of their lives is something that we even can't comprehend. And this is so despite this long period of happiness that remains temporary and then is followed by incredible suffering. So therefore, hearing this explanation now, the meaning that should arise in our mind is that we should strive for the very best of situations. And that's not to be born again as a human or as a god, but to actually break this process of uncontrolled rebirth within cyclic existence. And we need to break this repeated uncontrolled rebirth due to the power of our contaminated karma that we have accumulated through our own afflictive minds. And we need to do this by abandoning these afflictive minds, cutting them at their root, and becoming an arahat or a foe destroyer, attaining liberation from suffering. So this is the meaning of what we're looking at here, and this is presented as encouragement to utilize this opportunity that we have to accumulate as much virtue as we can with enthusiasm and effort, turn away from all non-virtuous minds and non-virtuous behavior. And that brings us then to the 100th verse. So the 100th verse, these five are signs that herald death in heaven, appearing to the gods in their abodes. They're not unlike the signs of death that warn of coming death in humans on the earth.
And
So the meaning here is quite clear. It's that we've now looked at the five signs of impending death that gods experience, and so we as humans, whilst we don't have those same five signs, we too do have signs that warn us of our own demise. As humans, the situation is a bit different. So usually when death approaches, it follows some period of illness. However, being diagnosed with a severe illness and experiencing the effects of that severe illness doesn't necessarily mean that death comes. Doctors may treat one effectively, and one may actually defy their expectations and be one of the small percentage that pulls through and doesn't pass despite a severe illness. Others, though, that isn't the outcome that comes to them. Despite the medical professional's best efforts, death ends up following. So for us as humans, when death may often follow illness, it's not certain, though, that an illness, no matter how severe it is, will actually lead to death. For God's though, the situation isn't like that. When these five signs show, or when these five signs arise, death is certain. Death will follow. So for them, when those signs come, then they know that they will definitely die. And now that brings us to the 101st verse. Those gods who transmigrate from heavenly worlds and do not have some little virtue left will tumble helpless to their just abodes as beasts or hungry spirits or in hell.
So
the gods, as we heard earlier, in terms of the faults of being drawn to sensory pleasures or to the attachments that we have, is that one can get lost. And get lost in these sensory pleasures. And this is certainly a real experience or danger for the gods, in that they lead these long lives of great joy and comfort and bliss, and without having any problems or difficulties. And so then in these long, happy, joyous lives, if they don't accumulate a powerful virtue to replace the powerful virtue that has led to such a rebirth, then when the time of death comes, if they have no similar virtuous seed left to ripen, then there's no way they can attain a similar rebirth again. And then if they can't be reborn as a god or even as a human, then the only rebirth that is left for them is in one of the suffering lower realms.
Same was a new alma chir, and I got milia gino maribesta. Loa, Tacolal gimagidina, the new agina of a janja gidina, new of a janja chair, and Dundurkina gidina, Dunujan Chargurves. Togaligua.
Indeed, Chacunda.
Dejigalas and a ladige, longue chasan, Yeme, Gawas, I be gave it to what's a longue sarge. Tagiomasa by Nakiwachima, new agili like Dua. Says not the nigger Kiwachima, new agisona.
So here doubts can once again come. So what we're hearing is that these gods, if they have just been distracted in the delights of their world and not accumulated powerful virtue, then their virtue is exhausted and they end up born, say, in the hell realms. And so that is because they haven't accumulated powerful virtue. So that's what we've just heard. Now they're in the hell realms, and as we've heard before, the hell realms aren't exactly conducive to the accumulation of virtue at all. So now this god dies, ends up in hell, and in hell, if they can't accumulate virtue, how are they ever going to be reborn out of the hell realms? Are they going to be trapped there forever? So such a doubt may arise.
Gi ແລະຊິກຽວວ່າກຽນດ້ວຍແກ່ກິຕຽວນິບະຊິມບຸດີເຈບຸດີມິນມິນຍໍດ້ວຍດາດີວໍລະອັນນີ້ແກ່ວ່ານິບະຊິມຊິມມາໄດ້ແມ່ວ່າຕາອັນແກ່ວ່າຊິມມາແກ່ກິນິບະດີຊິມບໍ່ຊາດວ່າຊັ້ນແກ່ວ່າມານິຍໍວ່າດາຍີດາແກ່ກິເລມາບໍ່ຊາຊັ້ນຊາດີເຈບຸດີມິນຍໍຍໍມາລະວ່າດີຍໍແກ່ນິບະຊິມບໍ່ຊາເຊຍຊາດີວັງຈິນມານິບະເຊຍວ່າຊາເປັນແນວວ່າແກ່ກິ
ले जे बु निबदी छे यो बने न जेवा छिमा नेवा के रोरे सना दिन जेवा नेवा किने जेवा नेवा किने नेवी के त खोरो ले दि नेवा के दुवा नेवा ले जे बु ले जे निबस्योर वादा निबद मादो बादो मने नेवे दुवा न्यो त दि निबद सोरो दु न नेवा दि ले थार गोरो थार गोरो था यो दु त देले था यो द खोरो जुल गेवा यंग ले जे निबदी
The situation then for this god is that when the time of death comes, the most powerful imprint on their continuum is going to propel their next rebirth. And if they've spent that life in this happy migration, distracted by all their delights and enjoyments, and accumulated no further powerful virtue, then at the time of death, when that the potency of the seed that led to their the propulsion of their rebirth as a god, when that is exhausted, then the next most powerful seed, which is will then propel the next rebirth, and that may well be a non-virtuous seed, maybe a powerful non-virtuous seed, and therefore can lead to will lead to rebirth in the hell realms. So now this as being that was a god and is now a hell being, is in the hell realms, and there of course they can't accumulate virtue in the hells. But it doesn't mean that their continuum is free of virtuous imprints. Rather, it means at the end of their life as a god, the most powerful imprint on their continuum was a non-virtuous imprint. And that then led to rebirth in the hell realms. And when that the potency of the seed that propelled the rebirth in the hell realms comes to an end, then that life in the hell realms will end. And the next most powerful seed will propel them to another rebirth. If it's still a very powerful negative seed, they'll be reborn again in the hells. If it's a less powerful non-virtue, it will propel one to rebirth as an animal. And then the being will be born as an animal and will be experiencing the sufferings of the animal realm. And when their time of death comes, depending on which karmic seed is the most powerful one on their imprint, that will propel the next rebirth. And then it may be a virtuous imprint, and a virtuous imprint that has been on their continuum throughout this period. But now it is finally of sufficient strength, or the most powerful one, so it is able to propel a rebirth, say, as a human being. So therefore, that is how the process works. So when a being is born in hell, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have no virtue left and every virtuous imprint on their continuum was exhausted in the god realms.
ແລະກະວ່າແດລຍາກະວ່າສາມັນນີ້ກະວ່າຊິມາລະງາສອນຈີກະເດເສຈິກເສີວ່າແຕ່ດິນີ້ອັນນັ້ນເດບິລຫັດລຍາຊິດຽພໍດຫຼາຊາຊັງລຍາສຸລີນະດິນະກັງຫາຍຸງກຸລິເບສນະຊາຊັງລຍາບາສຍາຍໍມາແລະຊາຊັງກັງຫາຍຸງເບງຍາບາຍໍມາແລະດິນີ້ກະຊິດຽພໍສນະກະວ່າຊິມາງາສອນລຈີກະເດເບລະນະງາສອນຈີເບງຍາບາຊິຍໍມາແລະກະຊັງເດບິລຫັດລຍາລາມຍໍມເນຈິກະດິນີ້ກະຍໍມເນຈິເດເດບິລຫາຍໍແລະຈະເຕ
보군주래 지대가 리군주래 이내 샘제 용구말과 가서네 어디 미답에 라시지 유어르고든 용구래선비 나 광화도에 냠래 제발다 계주주발다 아니 제와 치말이나 내가 소수 계주주나 샘을 흘려 용구로와 제단 내내기 냐와다 망성기 계주가 선비기 동아 용구말 가서네 광화도 제와 치마 광화도 제와지 하고 공원 모시기 통화인자 광화도 계와주교도 한 제와 치마야는 Mili ki yo bada, yana sali ki yo bada, kono se yanja, tongu olu ba. Diza, dine yaza, ha shazanla maara, dibyo la shazanla, duwa yanja maara, dibyo la nalwa ya, shugi nyamlen jeken, gom nyamlen jeken, lam nyamlen jeken, dine zina, shine, to jeken, mangu olu bada. Desu yaza, desu la chite po odu, dine ki kanga chik maara es, an jawa chima nga sonda, desu yi ki yo maara es. Desi yi yadu ki gire, kanga chik gire se adi, Jewachima Yaku Gijo Yaku Matubaina, Chetan Chidi Point of Ganga Tigris. Tigas on the Chidi Point of Kabla, Go Susi Deji, Bene Tiwatan, Chalan, Chao Shuza, Damara to Simde Shuorua, and then you call Mitawatan, Dami, or some Dashingo Marinza, Chao Shuorua, Tina Dini and Lam Yamleje among the Dizola Ganga Tigo Marinza.
To look at the situation of the desire realm gods in a little more detail. So, being born as a desire realm god will experience tremendous happiness throughout their lives, and as their impending death comes, then, as we've heard, they will have these five signs of their approaching death, and then will experience tremendous suffering for the first time. And this suffering is incomparable to anything that we experience because of the severity and the severity of it. So, however, it should be mentioned though that not this isn't the situation for all desire realm gods. So probably all desire realm gods will experience will have these five signs of their impending death, but they won't necessarily all suffer through these signs. And that's because they are not all desire realm gods are the same. So there'll be amongst them there'll be a few who are Dharma practitioners and previously have accumulated karma abiding and special insights and accumulated powerful virtue and probably accumulated or achieved a mental path, and so maybe on the path of accumulation or the path of preparation. So there will also be bodhisattvas amongst them as well. So these kinds of practitioners, they may have taken rebirth in the god realms, but when their death comes, they, through their clairvoyance, will see the rebirth that is going to follow. And it's not going to be in the lower realms. They will see through their clairvoyance that a good rebirth lies before them, maybe again as a god, or maybe as a human. So these beings are desire realm gods. They've have all these other resources that we've heard about before, the special kind of the healthy, strong, problem-free body, the beautiful environment, etc., and all the fabulous resources that one could wish for. So they had all of those. However, their minds were very developed, so they therefore weren't wasting this opportunity. They were continuing to practice the Dharma, continuing to accumulate virtue, and therefore will have a very different experience at the end of their lives. So this then can also be likened to the situation that we see in the human realm. So amongst humans, we know there's tremendous variety. So some humans perhaps lead very negative lives. They accumulate a lot of non-virtue, their mind is particularly negative, and they engage in harmful speech and harmful behavior, and their minds are dominated by afflictions. Others, they have an interest in the Dharma. They have an interest in and thereby have an interest in practicing virtue, and maybe achieve paths within their minds, etc. So what we can see here are beings who are included in the human realm, but some are, for example, very strongly drawn to objects of attachment, and when and they drawn from one object to another, always desiring more of what they've had, if not better. And this is what motivates them in their lives and leads to the accumulation of tremendous non-virtue. Others, when they notice that they are drawn to objects of attachment, their mind turns towards definite emergence, and they see the faults of being drawn to these. They see the faults of this mind of attachment that is drawing them to these pleasurable experiences. And this mind of definite emergence then prevents them from engaging in non-virtue, and rather encourages them to continue to practice the Dharma, continues to gather virtue, and progress towards liberation. So you can see the same separation in the human realm between those who lead a largely non-virtuous life and those who lead a life in accordance with virtue. And this too is repeated in the God realm. And this now brings us to the 102nd verse, and this is then about the demigods or the asuras. The asuras begrudge their gods their splendor. Their inbred loathing thus torments their minds. Though clever, they are obstructed as all their kind, and so it is, they cannot see the truth. The gods and demigods, or the asuras and asuras, their situation has some parallels, some similarities, and some differences. So where they have similarities is that they have these long lives and these magnificent bodies, and a body that we can liken to that of a young person, so they're healthy and they're strong throughout most of their lives. So that is the similarity they have, but their abode differs, the place, the kind of place they live in, that differs.
And
yahu chandu, and go travel to this. Jesna dance used to do lalagamar, it's good. Jesna lal magadu, lalia corosana, the corosu gamatu, lalu, chado, lalia corosa, denishin, and corosu simi gamashu or regid.
Look at the first two lines. Their assurers begrudge the gods their splendor, their inbred loathing thus torments their minds. So the situation of the demigods is that they have long lives and wonderful resources, and their physical condition, their bodies are strong and healthy, so they have tremendous physical comfort. However, they experience tremendous mental anguish, and that is because their minds are dominated by jealousy. And so why they are jealous is because the environment and the splendor of the god realms is so much greater than that is experienced by the demigods. So they can see what the gods are experiencing, and they don't have it nearly as good. So from this, tremendous jealousy arises in their minds. Anger towards the gods arises in their mind. So they experience, as we have here, their minds are tormented by loathing, by natural hostility for the gods. A natural hostility in that it's a characteristic of this rebirth, that they have this natural anger towards the gods, which arises due to their powerful jealousy.
Duma, Talia, Chadoche, and it getting at the Halia corners, I think, and Yanga, who is in the Lama in Chazama, the Lama in Chidang, the Lama in the Gidin Remato, Lama in Nalola, Gitchu to Tukan, and Chigi Champagne to Tukan, Jacu Semgum, the Chetolam Yamlech, Lam Yam, the Senior to Tukan, the Namu or Regile.
And as we just heard, now it comes to the third and fourth line. Though clever, they are obscured as all their kind, and so it is, they cannot see the truth. So as we just heard with in relation to the god realm, not all beings within the amongst the demigods are pervaded by jealousy towards the gods and thereby full of anger and hostility towards them. So amongst the demigods, there are those who, as we see here, are intelligent, and that then refers to those who are actually practicing the path. So those beings who are practicing the path of the Dharma may have taken rebirth with amongst the demigods. So as being practitioners of a path, they are not going to be jealous for the experience of the gods, and thereby are not going to be angry towards the gods.
Then, Tamadhi, Jivye, Dhenpa, Thongha, Machi, Suwasi. Jena lama yin de la lam nyamlin chike yobayi na yang cholam dan jolam ro chik lam nyamlin chitu ma dong tonglam to tuya yo ma re se denpa tongwa ma chik suwa se kasan ko din de lama yin bi din re jen mi din ya ma re le din ya ma re jena lam nyamlin chie chie tonglam to tuya ki din de la na yang na le din de ba de yang de bi le din yin go re yang na de bi mi yin go re yang na de bi la xin go
re kone de pe le?
De bi la
The reason though So amongst then these, so the demigods then, amongst the demigods, as with the gods, the situation isn't the same for all of them. There are those that are practitioners of the Dharma and have attained a path in their mind. So their situation is very different from the general situation that we see described in this verse. Likewise with the gods, the general situation that we had described there. So, however though, amongst the practitioners of the Dharma, amongst the demigods, there will be those who have attained the paths of accumulation and preparation, but there will not be any who have realized emptiness directly, so there won't be any who have attained the paths of seeing or meditation. And this is because to realize emptiness directly, one requires the basis of a rebirth as a human or as a god. A demigod does not have the sufficient or suitable basis to realize emptiness directly. And therefore, in the realm of demigods, there will be those who have attained the paths of accumulation and preparation.
Lam Yemen Cheyovane, Solam Najolam Mado, Kituya, Tolam Kituya, Yomaris, Tina Dinizan, Nine Zugi, Me, Tin, Telia, and Lam Yemen Cheyna, Solam Najolam, Mazet, Tolam Kitu Waters, and then Tolam Kitu Yuba Yores, Tin Yahuores, Dinza, and the Yabo Chonzo, and the Jiki, the Lee Diawada, Mean Diawadilla, Machawaji. They do not get some dung for it, they do not get some dung, they do not get some, me do not get some dung. That gave what they gave Bejud Nanjuki, me, Devadi, Bejud, Dungu, or the Inea. Digan, tell a Chachin Majabachi, do my own, but the Gama Tigris, do not some dungy, get your droop, Yamlin Chevaina, Gom Japchin, Lam Yamlin Chevaina, Sedilia, and Tolam Jolam. Yamlin Jama, Tom, Tobi, Pabi, Goma, Tobi, Din, Chevachin, Chadi, or Jesadin, the Nigi, Din, Chevachin, Yavadi, and then Cholamata, Chi, and on to Bishi, Yavadan, Chi, down to what Chi, or is that the Nigi, Yamlin Chegi, Mukohap, Yahoo, or the Nichine, and Jetu, Chi, or is, I think, and Yavakura, Dinichi, and Chorongi, and the Mimas, Lady Niki, Gajor, Chin, Yamlin Chialia, and the Kuma Chi, or is, and Gorda, and Dala.
So the demigods, so we've heard the general situation and the particular situation of a few who have this part, who have attained a path in their minds, but that would only have been the parts of accumulation or preparation. They cannot progress beyond that on the basis of rebirth as a demigod. So this has been, these verses now have been presented by Nagarjuna to the king, and he's presenting these to the king so as to encourage him first and foremost. So there are two main points. The first being not to be distracted by the attachment to the pleasures of the human realm or even of the god realms. So that rather the king is being encouraged to see the fault of attachment, to see the fault in striving for worldly pleasures or being distracted by worldly things that are found to be pleasurable, and rather be aware of the suffering nature of cyclic existence and that all worldly pleasures are temporary and in the nature of suffering. And so that's the first key point about attachment to pleasure. Then the second key point is the encouragement to use what remains of this life, to use what remains of this opportunity that has been attained, to develop a path within one's own mind. First the path of accumulation, and then progress, develop and strengthen that path towards the paths of preparation and seeing and even beyond. In other words, on this basis that we all have as a human being, to try and develop oneself first to attain a path and then to take it further and actually come to realize emptiness directly. So the king is being encouraged in these two ways, and furthermore to use his influence to enable and encourage those that he's responsible for, so his subjects, to use their lives well as well.
Now,
And that then brings us to the 103rd verse. Yes, 103rd verse. So you have it in front of you. I'm going to read an alternative translation which may be a little clearer, but the meaning of course is the same. I'll read it twice. Since samsara is such that either among gods or humans, or among hellish beings, spirits or animals, there is no happy birth. Know that rebirth in these existences embody much harm. I'll read it again. Since samsara is such that either among gods or humans, or among hellish beings, spirits or animals, there is no happy birth. Know that rebirth in these existences embody much harm. The meaning of this verse is, so first if we look here, yeah, the meaning of this verse is that wherever one is born within cyclic existence, due to remaining within cyclic existence, one is born due to contaminated karma and afflictions. So this rebirth, wherever one is within these six realms, whether it's in the happy migrations of a human or as a god, or in the suffering migrations of a hell being, an animal or a spirit, this rebirth has been taken due to contaminated karma and afflictions. And therefore, the aggregates that are attained in each and every rebirth, no matter where it is in cyclic existence, these aggregates are contaminated by suffering and are the basis upon which all suffering experiences arise. So in other words, no matter where we are born within cyclic existence, we will have physical and mental aggregates. These aggregates were achieved due to contaminated karma that was accumulated by afflicted minds. And therefore, our physical and mental aggregates are the basis upon which all the suffering the basis upon which we experience suffering. And moreover, even the happiness that we do experience, this happiness too is to be seen for what it is, as something temporary, as something not reliable, and therefore will be continuously interrupted by further and further suffering. So rather we must utilize this opportunity, especially when we are in a good situation like we are now, where we are not overcome by problems and suffering, and we must utilize the situation well to accumulate virtue.
And
In brief, what we've looked at then tonight means that we must utilize this opportunity that we have now as well as we can and as often as we can. So what this means in its briefest form is we should, as a minimum, develop the mind of restraint. So a mind that guards our ethics and ensures that we keep our mind in a virtuous direction, and thereby we don't act in any kind of harmful way, physically or mentally. And furthermore, well, the effective way to bring this about is to be aware of our wish for only happiness and not experience any problems and difficulties, and that this is a wish that we share with each and every other sentient being. So therefore, as others only want to experience happiness and don't want to experience problems like ourselves, commit to not harming others at all, to ensure that they don't experience problems. And moreover, commit to trying to bring benefit to others as often as we can, as much as we can. So this then will lead initially to this mind of restraint or to ethical conduct. And furthermore, one can develop this mind then further to where one takes responsibility for the welfare of others. And this can be led to, that leads to the development of bodhicitta itself. So this is what we should be striving for and doing so as often and as much as we can whilst we have this opportunity. So that's what we looked at tonight. Then tomorrow we'll look further at how one can achieve lasting happiness. What kind of existence or rebirth is one of lasting happiness? So if you have some questions, then please feel free to ask. Alan?
So this is from the commentary, gets to the page 190, where it says, talks about five types of observations that are distant and five types of observations that are close. So tama, chiwe gula, tamna, ringwe chi te la, dang nye nye we chi. So those, what are
there,
like
10 okay. Sure. So Genda spoke about five signs approaching death. In the commentary from His Holiness, it lists two groups of five. So five signs long before death and five signs of approaching death. So can Genda say what the other five are? The Kim Kona Pasiki Gongjol Nangola. Then it ringwe chi te nga yore, dan nyewe chi te nga yore. Then to nga ni yore. Then it ni ni re. Then it kareres. Perche karendi nyewe chi te nga song song, then it ringwe chi te nga te karere.
Ringwe chi te nga e. Ringwe chi te nga se te nga donar te 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 te.
The Gongjo Namla Mare. Okay. This will come tomorrow. any other questions? Okay, no, we'll finish here. Okay, thank you.